The Rush Hour, Tuesday afternoon. You got Luke Liddy, Dobbo, Margo Parker here as well. And Dobbo, he does like to name drop occasionally because he knows a lot of people in high places, but none higher than the King, Wally Lewis.
Were you talking to the King today?
Yeah, Broncos trained this morning ahead of their Round 19 clash.
Is there a hierarchy when you're hanging out at the Broncos? Like, no. is it go from the King down, you know? Like, are you in the in-gang?
I don't think I'm in the in-gang.
I think he's in the in-gang,
He's
Margo.
In everybody's gang.
Yeah. Mm. Like, he's obviously sucking up to the King.
Dobbo's I'm not sucking up to him. If you really want to know, Wally came up and talked to me.
I isolate myself
from the crowd, right?
Wally came and talked to me. Across the field.
We started talking about footballs. We're watching Jermaine Azarco kicking a football, kicking it high, and I said, well, what was the leather football like
to kick?
And he said, mate, it was really hard to kick because when they were new, they were really hard at each end of the football. And he said, to make matters worse, when they got wet, they were just almost impossible to kick.
And they were like, heavy.
Yeah, they were like bricks, the old footies.
As he said, as a matter of fact, he said, I've got a cracking yarn about how hard they were to kick. He said, in 1987, game two of the State of Origin in Sydney, he said it had rained. Now, if everybody recalls, I think a ball hit the crossbar. Greg Dowling might have scored a try. They won 12-something, but they won.
And Wally took a shot. It was not a sold-out crowd at the SCG, and Greg Dowling came through and scooped it. And it was like a pool of water.
Yeah. Were you there?
No, I remember it, though.
Yeah.
And so Wally was talking about, he said, we used to get up to a lot of tricks, but he said one of the sneakiest things he's ever done on a football field was that night. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, we had a line goal dropout, and he said it was bucketing down rain. And he said, to drop kick a ball, and we were under the pump, and he said it saved Wayne Bennett's coaching career because he'd lost the series before, and they had to win, and he'd lost the first game. And he said, what happened was we were lined up to make the goal line dropout, and He said, I could have only, a drop goal in that wet, it might have gone 10 metres.
Well, actually, in that game, Noel Cleal went to do a dropout for New South Wales, and he just did an air swing, because he dropped the ball to the ground, and the ball just stayed there, because it hit a puddle of water.
So Wally said, I had to come up with something a little practical. He said, so we're standing on the line about to drop out, and he said, I started shouting out, with the referee in full sight, have a look at those blokes. They're all offside. Get onside. You're going to give away a penalty. And he said, in that moment, the referee turned to look where he was. And Wally said, I just booted the ball as hard as I can. It went 50 metres.
On a normal kick.
Normal kick.
The referee turns around and says, did you drop kick that? And Wally goes, yep. And it was play on. Wally says, and it was I stand kick. Here. It was a punt. He said, I absolutely cheated. He said,
and it paid off.
Which I love. And I can't recall this. And I'd love to see some footage. If somebody could get it for us, I'd love to see it. What Wall said was he was asked about after the game and he was all cagey about it. He said, but what he forgot was that there was videos and there was TVs there. And he said, mate, I was caught out straight away. But he said, it's the only time he's ever got away with it. He said, referee turned his back and he kicked it 50 metres. He said, it never even touched the ground.
That's great. If we can find that video footage, that would be good to check out. If my memory serves me correct, though, the referee was Barry Gomersall back in the day, the grasshopper.
Yeah.
Great Queensland advocate. The king could have put it on a taxi cab and marched it up to the halfway line and very Barry good. Would have said it was okay.
If you have that footage, by any chance, shoot us a link on Facebook. We'd love to have a look. Luke Liddy Dubbo on Facebook.